Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Noon hour on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy.
That's the way. Interesting.
What?
What's the qualifications to be the Freeze?
Speed.
Okay. Like, that's it?
Look good in spandex.
I think that has more. Okay.
But speed.
Okay.
You got to be faster than, like, me.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be able to beat me with however much that head start is. Because you can't be having the Freeze lose.
Do you think he lost too many races? So that's why they want to replace him?
Oh, they're replacing him?
It's a post at a job openings for the new Freeze.
Well, I bet also, you know, like, you got to have a prime.
Yeah.
You know, you have a prime to be the Freeze, and then eventually you kind of age out of it, or maybe injury.
So the fact that this job posting has made it all the way around, like DraftKings has made posts about it, Braves have a job opening. Like, yeah.
Really?
They use different Freezes every season.
There's always different Freezes.
But I'm wondering if the well is drying.
Because you remember the one that went to my – I went to school with his mother. Remember
right.
He came up here
and took he was the main Freeze because he was actually – like, he had run track in college
Right? So, yeah, I remember him.
But then they got different Freezes that'll be – they'll do, like, the photo shoots, you know, at like what is the gas station that sponsors that?
Racetrack.
Racetrack. Yeah.
Oh, so see what happened? Oh.
He'll go to the racetrack and do the photos.
The Freeze character got too big. You think?
Could
like
be.
He got out like that. The original Freeze, we didn't see him.
Right.
You know, we saw him on race day.
Right.
He wasn't hanging out.
Right. His photo shoot.
Appearances well, and all
that's
that.
The one that was busy training for the Olympics.
Yes.
Could be. Maybe it's contract negotiation.
It could
like,
be.
Look, I mean, I've per become.
Race, money per race.
I've become a mainstay. Of what you all do on game day. I need it to be up here. And they're like, no, let's find another fast guy.
Yeah, another fast guy.
Yeah, you're wearing a mask, dude. Like, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah. Would it be great? Because there was, oh my God, was it the duck mascot that fell and,
his head
like,
came off?
Would he like unmask himself or something one day?
Oh, for leverage?
Yeah.
There's only one Freeze and it's me.
It's me.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think the qualifications are. Speed.
Yeah, gotta be fast. Gotta be fast. But my thing is, though, do they go like, say, for instance, they have open tryouts over, is there a track at Georgia State? A track somewhere around here. Mm-hmm. Is that what you do? Like, have open tryouts right then and there? Mm-hmm. Like, racing against each other?
But it's also a body type, though.
Or do you go get a middle aged slow guy and see if you can catch him?
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
You also have to have him try.
Yeah.
Not just what's your speed like in general, you also have to prove that you can track down. Like a frat bro.
Yeah.
Like you get somebody out there with some short khaki shorts on and a Braves jersey
and
some New Balances.
Right.
And you got to track him down and make him fall face first on the warning track. Because that's what everybody likes. Like, I guess it's fun when they beat the Freeze. But really, it's most fun when they almost beat the Freeze and fall down.
There's nothing better than that.
That's the best.
The best part is when you got like a chin full of dirt.
That's right.
Yeah, a chin full of dirt and everybody, oh. So, yeah. Oh, okay. But, I mean, I don't know nobody that fast. In my age, anyways, everybody been in pool something.
Yeah,
getting out of the damn blocks.
Being the Freeze is a young man's game.
Yeah, dog. Yeah.
You can't be having a hamstring.
Yeah, you got to be a dude. Yeah, that's probably fresh. Probably still training for track.
Yeah, you're probably early 20s.
Okay,
you got to be early 20s. Right. Well, but I also think it's a body type, right? Like,
I mean,
you know,
of course you
can't
you want
have
them
any squatty Freezes.
No, you don't.
That looks like a snowball. We don't want the snowball.
Yeah,
out there.
You don't want somebody embarrassing themselves in those things, but. I was just curious, what the job type. Bo, do they have like the qualifications of what they're looking for?
I think it does list it.
Oh, it does?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's only like four or five little bullet
experience,
points.
Experience, like.
Summer's free.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
it has to be like a runner and things like that. Yeah,
okay.
But there is an actual job posting, which I guess this is the first time they've ever done that.
I don't know how it took us this long to get here, but I'll tell you a guy who thinks he could be the Freeze.
Ape.
He's not here today, but. Yeah,
I
body type wise, probably not what they're looking for. But
yeah, are you said beat or B?
B.
No.
He definitely thinks he could beat him.
Oh, yeah. No, my
100%.
God. 100%. No, my God.
But I think he also thinks he could be him.
Abe thinks he could do a lot of things, but I don't think that part. Maybe because of the fact that he got to wear that.
They got any white freezes?
I didn't want to ask, but I'm curious.
Ask. Yeah, I'll ask.
I don't know.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid of the elephant in the room.
Hey, does Tim Dwight have a son? He's a fast white dude. Or what about the kid from the kid from that went to Georgia? That was supposed to play football, but he's a track dude.
Okay.
Real fast.
I don't know.
There you go. There you go.
Or like Cash Jones probably not going to the NFL.
Nah.
But when his season's over, get him over there.
I'm so curious about this whole Cash Jones thing. It's funny because I think me and the family are supposed to go up next weekend to Athens for a game. And last time we went up, it was senior day.
Right.
And Cash came out for senior day.
He did.
He come out too bad. Does he come out again? Come out again for senior day.
Come out again. I also think Cash Jones, and he won't, but he needs to get drafted in order for Georgia to break the all-time record for NFL draft picks on a roster. Because he was on that 22 team, right. I think, that right now is something like 51 draft picks or something like that. I think there's like four guys remaining that play college football right now. Not all of them play for Georgia.
Right.
But they need one of those four guys to get drafted in order to break that record.
Come on, Cash.
Come on, Cash.
Is there anybody else on the team, Tim?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
There might be.
Was Drew on those teams?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think maybe like Bear Alexander maybe was, and he plays for Oregon now.
Oh, he does?
I think so.
Oh.
I think so.
Oh, he does?
Abe's listening, but he did not suggest that he could be the freeze. He told us the name Matt Bowling, I think, is the name of the person.
Oh, okay, the fast dude? Okay.
I think so.
Thanks, Abe.
Thank you, Abe.
Go do something.
Abe does think he could beat the freezer, though. Like, he definitely thinks that. All right, let's get to an NFL in the huddle.
Bring it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Was it a week 11 or week 10?
We're in week 11 now.
Okay, so week 11. Okay, yeah, so that was the final game of week 10.
Yes.
Okay, so that ends last night. We'll get to a highlight of that. There weren't very many in just a minute. But here's Raheem Morris from his press conference yesterday talking about the connection between Michael Penix and Darnell Mooney.
You hate to make any excuses for any of it because nobody cares, right? It's more important that they are not having a great connection right now. You know, the connection with Drake has been outstanding, particularly over the last couple of weeks. And you wanted to look closer to that with Mooney, you know, like whether it's a really good throw on a drop or whether it's a bad throw and a miss op, you got to make those things to come together. Kind of what Zeno just alluded to is like, how do you get that stuff to happen? And the only way to do it is to practice and to go out there and do it together. And you got to have that time to do it. And they'll be out there doing those things. And like, that's all the growing pains that we're going through right now. We got to have all those things happen for us the right way. We want Mooney to go out there and be our deep threat. We want Mooney to be able to go out there and get balls in his hands, get some receptions, be able to catch and run, do some of the things he did for us in a special way last year. And we got to get those things going.
How they need him.
Yeah. I understand what he's saying about no one cares about excuses, but I'd love to know the reasoning. I think I know the reason.
Yeah,
he missed training camp.
A whole lot of stuff,
he's
man.
He's banged up the first month of the season. He just doesn't look like the same guy.
No. But we knew that when they signed him.
Knew what?
That he was going to, I mean, he did. He had a great year in Detroit and was hurt. In Chicago.
Sure.
Like, but I mean,
but he came in last year. He came in last year.
Exactly. He did, man. And then, you know, and I had a feeling like this when we were up there in Flowery Branch. They said he went down that early. I was like, how bad is it? Yeah. And nobody would ever tell me. It's a shoulder. Well, how long is it?
That's how you know it's bad.
That's how you know it's bad. Yeah. You know, but I mean, yeah, they need that connection. I think the biggest thing is that, you know, they've got, I mean, you can practice, maybe put him in a different spot. Or something, maybe put him to a spot that's closer to Mike, where you can just sometimes, Andy, all you need sometimes is to see it go in the hand. Just like a free throw, like a shooter, to see it go through the basket. Sometimes just see the completion. He had one, he dropped the, Michael put it
right on him.
Dropped it. You know, then on the out route, Michael sailed it on him. Yeah. So, I mean, that right there, that chemistry right there is vital and it's important. But, I mean, it's just one of those things you just got to keep drilling at it. And if you're Zach, maybe put him in a different position just to get the ball in the hand. Just get the ball fan.
Well, that's what was so, I don't know. I just watching the game and not really following the stats until afterwards and you look at the box score, I kind of felt like Mooney had an okay game because he had the catch early and right. He kind of looked shifty and all that, looked like, you know, confident.
Right.
And then he drew a couple penalties on deep balls, which is great. He doesn't get a catch, but at least the team gets yards, gets him forward. Obviously, he dropped the ball late and you saw Mike miss him on some. But I don't know. In watching it, one catch on 8 targets, it didn't look that awful, but obviously it was. And I don't know. I mean, it's crazy that that's your number 2 receiver and he's got like 9 catches mm-hmm. this year. Like, yep. I mean, that right there is a pretty good example of everything that's going on right now offensively, but like you can't win like that.
No, you can't.
Like, they got away with it a couple times when you just throw it to Drake and Kyle and hand it to Bijan. But, like,
you got to have one more outlet.
Teams are going to figure it out.
You got to have one more outlet. Yeah. You got to have one more outlet. They need it to be him. They need to be him.
Yeah. The receiver depth is crazy.
Yes, and that's why.
Shockingly bad. All right. Let's hear the highlight from the Monday Night Football game last night.
Jahan Dotson in motion. Hurts, fakes, looks, steps up. He is floating the football. It is for Devontae Smith. Touchdown!
Smitty got it.
He took it away from the defender. He took it out of the hands of Evan Williams. Devontae Smith from Jalen Hurts.
I love the catch. Love
it's
the throw.
Catch.
You got to go up and it's like a 70-30 type ball. Devontae made the play. Just an ugly game. But I think more or less the defenses are so good for both of these teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Eagles made the one play. They were able to get the big check down play to Saquon. That was a big time play for him because they weren't really doing anything. He had a lot of carries, but he didn't do nothing with them. Talking about Saquon. Jordan Love, like their thing is, man, they're so beat up at the receiver's position because they got ball catchers. Meaning, no, they got guys that are listed as wide receivers. They lost their tight end, who I think is just
huge,
phenomenal.
Yeah, losing Tucker Kraft.
Yeah, but
they
mean,
were playing really well.
Yes, they were. But like guys like Christian Watson and these guys, they got to get it going. I think Christian Watson has the ability to be a number one receiver. I think this dude's big. He's fast. But what's the boy out of Texas? Golden. He's out.
Yeah.
I mean, they just got so many injuries, and Jordan Love's not playing really that well. But yeah. I thought defensively. I mean, just to see all them damn Georgia Bulldogs last night.
So
I just loved it.
Georgia
I loved it. I love me some damn N'Kobe Dean. It was so good to see him back out there. Yep. Obviously, watching Nolan Smith. You talked about Jalen Carter earlier. The reason why we won the damn championships.
Yeah, there's a lot of national championship winning Georgia Bulldogs out there last night. Found this out yesterday. Mention it again, though, if you haven't heard. The Giants fire head coach Brian Daboll yesterday.
Yes.
OC Mike Kafka.
He was in the head coaching cycle.
Okay. I remember the name.
Yeah. He was a guy that was
like 4 years ago.
It might have been two, Andy.
2 years
I think
ago?
when was the Gannett. I think he was out there for the Arizona job when Coach Gannon got it.
Okay, so
I think,
yeah. I think so coming was, off the yeah. – when the Eagles lost all those
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I think he was one of those guys, man. But, I mean, I think, you know, it's unfortunate that – because I think Brian Daboll, if I'm a head coach, I'm trying to pair him with him to be my OC if I'm going to get a job.
Seems natural that the Bills bring him back.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, doesn't it? Like, yeah, but Joe Brady's there.
Right.
And so does Joe Brady get a job? So
maybe
I mean,
Brady gets a job
yeah,
and
yeah,
he goes
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's how I would look at it if I'm somebody who's trying to get a job. The biggest thing with him is that they came out so well and it just fell off. And then you look at it from standpoint, I don't think that defense that got all those high picks and all that money is playing well. Yeah. They never really filled out the offensive line. They got a dude to play quarterback. And I know people want to look at it as the, him getting hurt again, all those things. What else he got?
Right.
All he got is Jackson Dart. So Jackson Dart got to run the damn football.
He just has to find a way.
He's
got to
find a way to get his ass down. But yeah. 4 double-digit leads in the 4-quarter losses.
That'll get you fired.
That'll get you fired.
Yeah, that'll get you fired. I don't know. I think Daboll's a good coach.
I do too. I do too.
You give him a,
I do too.
You give him a different situation, I think it could go well for him.
Oh.
Or maybe he's just cut out to be an OC, but he's a good OC too.
I think if you are going to get one of these jobs that are opening, and you got a quarterback, and yeah. I'm looking at yep. right there in Nashville
sure.
and other places possibly, if you're a head coach, I would call.
Yeah, I'd interview him for yeah. sure. What were you going to say?
So Rob Gronkowski signs a 1-day contract to retire as the New England Patriots. Good for him.
Love that.
Oh, and then also Dan Quinn's taking over defensive play call.
Yeah, we're doing that. That's this time of year.
Yeah.
Coordinators are getting demoted or fired. Dan Quinn's going to be calling the defense there in Washington.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.